front of you keeps finding ways to win. What does that do for you? How does that help you?
I guess it doesn't really help me at all. It helps the team, and you know, it builds a little bit of chemistry every game, and now we know we can do it.
What's your approach going into a shootout?
I take those pretty personally, just like overtime, and you just got to get in the zone there and kind of read and react, and don't be the first one to make a move.
Connor, when they get a couple early ones like that, is the mindset almost become like, all right, can't give up a third here, just got to lock it down and let your team try and get back into the game?
Oh, yeah. I've played enough hockey, and I know if they get a couple early ones, it's time to go into shutdown mode. Just hold everything and calm the game down, and then sooner or later we'll get our legs under us, just like we did.
You had a couple big blocks, one from Matt and another one from Brandon. What does that do for you when you see these guys sacrificing themselves?
It builds a ton of trust and a lot of chemistry between me and my players, and I let them know right away on the ice that was a huge play. And I mean, you never know which block is the most important, and everyone is, you know, could be the game changer.
Connor, you've had two or fewer than 10 of your 13 starts this year. What's going right for you right now?
I mean, the guys in front of me, they're playing really good. They're blocking shots, and they're keeping it to the outside, and they're keeping the rebounds to a minimum. If I'm not holding it, they're clearing it.
Connor, is that a game maybe in years past, seasons past, that rather than find a way to come back and get a point or two, you lose? Like, do you sense there's a bit of a change in the mindset of your team here?
Well, yeah, because we've been winning, and, you know, we've had some good road trips, and we've bonded pretty good as a team here, and I think we all trust each other, and we all believe in it.